Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health? One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay, following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Thank you so much for being here today. We've got an episode that is entitled, Why Just Saying Sorry Isn't Enough. I'm going to say it again. Why just saying sorry isn't enough. So let's talk about why that is. For all of our listeners out there, whether they're a betrayed partner or a recovering addict or a family member or a loved one of somebody wrestling with the disease of addiction, like, I'm sure that y'all have like at least 10 reasons why saying sorry isn't enough. But one of the first things that comes to me is because so many times in active addiction, there are false promises and a ton of gaslighting. Okay. And so sorry literally means nothing. Okay. It is like it immediately falls into the void of all of the promises and all of the failed promises and all of the gaslighting and minimizing and rationalizing and all of these things. So let's just be honest. I'm sorry. Coming from a recovering addict early in recovery, and you know, early recovery from this podcast, we're talking about the first, 18 months, 24 months. It means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. So that's why sometimes people say, actions are louder than words and things like that. I'm not sure I completely buy into it, but I think there is a lot behind that. I think you do. Want to pay attention to people's moods, their actions, their decisions, their tools, what are they leaning into with regards to their recovery and their healing process? Are they going to meetings daily or weekly? Are they engaging in a task group of men or women working towards their recovery and healing? Are they going regularly, once or twice a week, to therapy? Depending on what stage and phase of recovery. This is season 9, we're talking about coupleships. So oftentimes, are they also coming prepared for their couples therapy, right? Are they engaging in finding a sponsor, using their sponsor, maybe also an accountability partner, to make sure that they're actively engaging step work? Okay, all of these things, like, yes, notice that. It doesn't always mean that they're not going to have slips or lapses, but it means that when they do, they will recover from it quite quickly and catch it before it becomes catastrophic or leads to additional damage. Okay, so these are things that you definitely want to be mindful of, paying attention to, not hovering over or being the police of, but noticing. And when you do have your touch points and your times of connection every day, you can ask those questions, you know, like, you know, what did you engage in today? You know, how did that feel? Because it's not always that people feel like they need it in that moment. It's there for, you know, it's there for the future. It's there as a practice. It's there to make sure you have constant guardrails up that keep you from the lapses that eventually lead to relapse. We call it the slippery slope, right? They have guardrails against the slippery slope to relapse. So yes, actions, they do mean a lot. They do mean a lot. Sorry is different, though, because it's also an act of empathy, okay? In addiction, there is no access to empathy at all, okay? If you say I'm sorry, it's usually to manipulate, okay? That's why it means nothing early on, right? Is because usually that was used as a tool or a means to manipulate or manage emotions, right? So for a while, I'm sorry, it's honestly, not only does it mean nothing, sometimes it's scary. It's like, oh, what's going on now? You know, that they're apologizing and using this as a, you know, an excuse or a tool or a lead in to something horrible. So in the beginning, you might start to get, if you're a recovering addict, access to your empathy. It's just not going to be very well received by the betrayed partner at first, okay? But it does not ever need to stop you from, when you have access to empathy, using it. Use it. Use it well. Lean into it. It is such a gift. It is a gift that is birthed out of the effort that you put into your recovery, and I want you always to use it. I want both partners in a coupleship to use their empathy well. Hey, are you annoyed and overstimulated when shopping in person? I am. Do you suffer from sticker shock when you see the inflated prices at your local grocer? Yes. Hello, have you actually seen the prices of eggs lately? And heaven forbid you try to eat healthy, sustainable, eco-friendly, cruelty-free, or nutritious foods? It is outrageous. Well, here's how you can cut out the middleman and all that frustration. Thrive Market gives control back to its shoppers and offers sustainable, quality products that stores either run out of or they just don't carry. Thrive Market is a $5, that's right, you heard it here, $5 monthly membership market, and all products are curated to your specific dietary needs and interests. Why wouldn't you try Thrive Market? It's a no-brainer. So click the link in our show notes to get 30% off your first purchase and get a $60 free gift when you become a member of Thrive Market. Why take a chance of missing out on your favorite items and discovering new flavors? Join Thrive Market today. All right, scroll to our show notes, click the link, and enjoy your savings now. Back to our show. For a betrayed partner, it doesn't mean that it's codependency. So you have to also have guardrails, the same type of guardrails that says, is this enabling, is this codependent, or is this my healthy empathy coming up, where I truly can empathize with the feeling, with the emotion, with the pain, with the suffering, with the anger, with the grief, with the loss. Like, there are so many ways that couples can truly empathize with each other and start to see the disease as the enemy to both of them, to the coupleship. This is very, very important. So eventually, when you can, as a recovering addict, access that empathy, the betrayed partner will start to notice, like, when that's coming from an authentic and grounded place, not an addicted and manipulative one. Okay, so I'm sorry will eventually land, and it will land well, and it will, you know, be seeds that grow. Okay, so I cannot possibly tell you how important empathy is in the healing and recovery process for injured coupleships. Okay, so use it well. But I'm sorry, you know, I'm sorry. Early on, it's just, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean that you don't say it, but just know it's not going to land well. And you also don't need to buy into it until it's coming from a grounded, deep, authentic place of integrity. Okay. When you do your impact statements and do that work pre-disclosure, that's when you want to make sure that empathy really can be accessed, because it's vital. It is so important for that process to go well, right? Okay, so why just saying sorry isn't enough? It's because sorry meant nothing in the past. But moving forward, I'm sorry can truly mean a lot, you know? But as we talk about on this podcast so often, it really is about healing, and it's about timing, okay? And it's about motivation. What's motivating the sorry? What's motivating that? Is it from a place of toxic shame? Or is it from a place of sadness and grief, right? Is it from a place of healthy guilt? Or is it from the addiction? You know? The other thing I want to just mention is honoring that you and your partner will have different rates of recovery, okay? Everybody has different levels of resilience, and that is for so many different reasons, mainly the trauma that they've endured from childhood until the point of discovery. But please do honor that it takes time, and please do not rush each other when it comes to their recovery and their ability to really access empathy and lean into it. Okay? So, no, sorry isn't enough. And the other thing is, you know, every time, this is just a rule of thumb, and it's a suggestion and not required in any way, but when a partner is triggered, I'm sorry is appropriate, because it's not just for what the addiction did, it's what it continues to do, okay? So this is just a tidbit for recovering addicts. It's not about the past always. It's still about where and how it lives in the body. And when it comes up, another empathic sorry is appropriate at that point. Okay, I know it's hard to hear, and I know sometimes it's discouraging, but lean into it, okay? Lean into it, okay? This particular podcast and this message is coming from a place of seeing couples heal together, and I know how important empathy is in that process. So it's an invitation. It's an invitation of love and empathy and care and concern and healing. Yeah. So thanks so much for showing up. And if you have any questions, you know you can write in. So send us an email over at the Direct Impact Podcast. We love to hear from you. All right. Thanks so much, guys. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, oh, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now, scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today.